In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, we have today the feast of Saint Bruno, who was the founder of a great monastic order named the Carthusians. And in the 12th century, this order of monks who loved solitude and spent as much time as they could in private work and prayer towards God spread all over Europe and was one of the greatest pearls of the whole Catholic Church. But today in France, it's also a feast of another great saint named Saint Faith. And Saint Faith was a young girl who lived in Gaul, nowadays France, during the great persecutions of Christians in the Roman Empire. She was regarded as the greatest martyr of France in the Imperial Roman period. She was born in the town named Agen in southern France, and she was truly and really beautiful girl, but totally detached from all allurements of the surrounding pagan world. On those days, the practicing of Christianity was strictly forbidden, and Saint Faith was imprisoned after she was discovered making the sign of the cross. She was to appear in front of the very cruel governor of Gaul named Dacian. On the way there, Faith prayed, "Lord Jesus, you who are always ready to assist your servants, strengthen me at this hour and enable me to answer in a manner worthy of you." The governor asked her first, "What is your name?" And she answered, "My name is Faith, and I seek to live my life in a way that name signifies." Dacian then demanded, "What is your religion?" And Faith answered, "I have from my infancy served Christ, and to him I have consecrated my whole soul." Dacian then tried to make Faith think how she was young and how she had her whole life ahead, and to save that life, she would only need to do one thing, to make sacrifice to Roman pagan gods, which are called the idols. But Faith courageously answered that the gods of the pagans are devils, and she would never do such an outrageous thing that she would sacrifice to those. Dacian, hearing this, was furious and shouted, "What? Do you have the audacity to call our gods devils? You must sacrifice this instant or perish under tortures." Of course, this was a scary situation to a young girl, but Saint Faith recalled to her mind the example of all those glorious martyrs who had in their turn sacrificed their lives for the sake of love to Christ, and this way went before her to paradise. She knew that to all the martyrs a glorious crown of salvation was guaranteed immediately, and this gave her very great strength. So she cried, "No, I not only am prepared to suffer every torture for Christ, but also to burn, I am ready to burn with impatience so that I could see him sooner." Dacian was now more enraged than ever, and he ordered Faith to be put to torture. The spectators who saw this horrific play were struck with pity and horror, and they exclaimed to Governor, "How can this tyrant torture an innocent girl like this only for the sake of worshipping God?" When Governor heard this, he imprisoned those spectators also. And since they too, in their turn, refused to sacrifice to idols, being inflamed to love of God under the example of Saint Faith, they also were beheaded at the same time as Saint Faith was. Children, the good example is one of the strongest encouragers to virtue. If we see somebody to act and do what is right, it encourages us to follow the lead. But in your life, do not be just the followers of good example. Be the leaders as well. If you stay focused and courageous in following God and keeping His commandments, you'll be one of God's little angels on earth, showing how to live your Catholic faith true. The companions of the martyrdom of Saint Faith, fired by seeing the glorious heroism, won themselves an equally glorious reward as she did. So children, be courageous and brave as Saint Faith was in showing your faith and living it, and you also become one of God's little missionaries on earth, the missionaries of faith and of the kingdom of God. May God bless you.